You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
You could say, I don't like him singing. Or you could say, I don't like his singing. And believe it or not, some folks have very strong feelings about which one of those is correct.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Welcome, Anne.
Good morning.
And my gut is to go with, I don't like his singing. But on the other hand, I can't really completely rule out that other one.
I think about this quite often when I'm writing email, and I'm not sure, but I seem to use this phrase a lot, which is I appreciate, and then I'm trying to say either you're taking the time or you taking the time. And I sit there and I think, there's a rule about this. Which one am I supposed to use? I would guess not everyone has thought about this, but there actually has been a lot of grammatical debate about it. And Ken, one of our listeners, wrote to us and has been thinking about it and gave us example sentences like, she doesn't know why his moving bothers her so much versus she doesn't know why him moving bothers her so much. I think that arguably there's a shift in emphasis. Would you agree?
I think so. I can hear that. Yeah.
If we go back to the singing one, I don't like his singing. To me, the emphasis there is on the singing.
On the singing, it's, yeah, not on
like
him.
Like talking, okay, but singing, not so much. Versus, I don't like him singing.
But I like singing. I just don't like him singing. Yeah.
That you've gotten a shift in emphasis. And some usage guides will say that that is part of the decision here. Now, what's interesting is that grammarians have come out on both sides of this issue. When grammarians first started writing about this gerund, and the gerund is the ing form used as a noun, so singing or moving used as a noun. When grammarians addressed it in the 18th century, they said, don't use the possessive. Don't say his singing. That's wrong. And then other grammarians jumped in and said, no, 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 the possessive is always right. To use the other form, the uninflected or the accusative is wrong. If you look online, you'll see a lot of usage guides that are saying always use the possessive, as if this is a clear-cut rule.
That doesn't seem right.
It doesn't seem right, and it doesn't hold up. Merriam-Webster's Concise Dictionary of English Usage has a very nice entry on this. They point out that if you look first at writers, just in general, over the past couple hundred years, you can find that many, many writers use both. For example, here are a couple from Flannery O'Connor. The first, he approves of this one's being a girl. So there you hear the possessive. And then another one, but I can't see me letting Harold C. condense it. No possessive. It looks like there are some patterns. Personal pronouns often prefer the possessive, so his singing. But sometimes the possessive just doesn't work. Here's another example from Flannery O'Connor. To find out what is responsible for my feet swelling. My feet swelling, you just wouldn't use a possessive.
No, that wouldn't make any sense.
There, it would sound terrible. And here's one from Faulkner. I would certainly insist on you all coming here. So you could do on you all's coming here.
No,
but I think
there really
we
weird.
Don't want the possessive.
Yeah.
Now, there is a place where you probably should just remove the pronoun entirely. If the subject of the sentence is the same as what's going to be the pronoun, you can remove the pronoun. For example, the students were happy about their having completed the difficult course. You could actually just take out the pronoun.
And it would still work.
The students were happy about having completed the difficult course. But it's not that it's wrong. It's just that it's a little redundant and you probably don't need it. So I'm here to say, if you, like me, are sitting there going, should I say I appreciate your coming by or you coming by, you're welcome to say or write either.
Well, Anne, I always appreciate you coming by. Thanks so much.
Have a good one.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.